Here's a crazy little bit of information for you. Crazy little bit of information. If you're unvaccinated right now and you're a foreign national in Canada, you can't leave. You have to be fully vaccinated to leave, or can't fly out anyway. As of November 30th, that's TripAdvisor. I just saw this on Twitter, and I thought, oh, that can't be true. I found it on TripAdvisor. It is true. Unvaccinated cannot fly out of Canada, even if you're a foreign national. So you could drive into the United States if the U.S. would let you in, which maybe they would, maybe they wouldn't. But air passengers flying out on domestic, transborder, or international flights must be vaccinated by November 30th. And if you're not, so I guess Justin Trudeau has just taken foreign nationals hostage. If you have a religious exemption, a medical exemption, whatever it must be, I guess you're there. I guess you, welcome to Canada. Congratulations, you'll be staying for the foreseeable future. Bizarre, isn't it? I mean, that really is quite extreme to say the least. Quite extreme to say the least. Now, I want you to hear from your president, Joe Biden, even though he doesn't know what the new variant is called exactly. He calls it Omicron. It's Omicron. Like, you know, like he's a Terminator or something. Anyhow, bite number four. I want you to hear this as we have the Omicron variant making its way throughout the... And it's been here for a while. It's been in the Netherlands flash today across the headlines. It's been in the Netherlands quite a bit longer than before it was found in South Africa. So that should tell you something. But here it is, bite four from the president. Roll it.
It's called the Omicron.
It no, is.
For their credit, the scientific community in South Africa quickly notified the world of the emergence of this new variant. This kind of transparency is to be encouraged and applauded because it increases our ability to respond quickly to any new threats. And that's exactly what we did. The very day the World Health Organization identified the new variant, I took immediate steps to restrict travel from countries in Southern Africa. But while we have that travel restrictions can slow the speed of Omicron, it cannot prevent it. But here's what it does. It gives us time. It gives us time to take more actions, to move quicker, to make sure people understand you have to get your vaccine.
Mm-hmm. Or you'll be permanently forced to stay in Canada. Oh, wait, that's a different thing. All right, from the we're going to shift a little bit into Joe Biden's dirt, if you will. Laptop from Hell. The brand new book from Miranda Devine. Laptop from Hell. I'm Miranda Devine, a writer for the New York Post. Here's an excerpt. Hunter Biden and Uncle Jim were already waiting for Tony Bobulinski in the lobby bar at the Beverly Hilton when he arrived at 10 o'clock May 2nd, 2017. The Bidens had chosen a discreet couch behind a thick marble column where they could see everyone who walked in the front entrance. Joe Biden, who had left the vice president's office a little more than 3 months before, was flying into Los Angeles to speak at the prestigious Milken Institute Global Conference and would be joining them at the bar within the hour. For Bobulinski, a third-generation Navy veteran and Democratic donor, it would be his first meeting with Joe Biden. And he was conscious that he was being vetted for a trusted role orchestrating the Biden family's existing joint venture with Chinese energy conglomerate CEFC. Dad not in until 11, Hunter wrote in a WhatsApp message. That's you and Jim, meet at 10 at Beverly Hilton where he's staying. When Bobulinski arrived at the bar, Uncle Jim, 7 years younger than his brother and more heavy set, but still a dead ringer for Joe, greeted him like an old friend, although it was the first time they'd met. At that hour, the only other person in the bar was casino operator Steve Wynn, sitting with a woman on the other side of the room. Hunter and Bobulinski drank water while Jim ordered a club sandwich with fries and explained that the meeting with Joe was strictly high level. "We will not go into any detail about the business," said Hunter. "I just want my dad to be comfortable with you." At 10:38, Joe arrived through the hotel's front entrance with his Secret Service entourage, and Hunter jumped up to intercept him. 5 minutes later, he brought his father to the table. Bobulinski stood up to shake Joe's hand. This is Tony, Dad. The individual I told you about that's helping us with the business that we're working on with the Chinese. Joe began by talking about the Biden family, their tragedies, his political career. Bobulinski described his background as captain of the Penn State wrestling team and briefly outlined an impressive resume, including as a nuclear engineer instructor in the Navy's elite nuclear power training command with a high-level security clearance. Thank you for your service, Joe said. Thank you for helping my son. Jim and Hunter told Joe that Bobulinski had been working hard on the Chinese deal, and Joe said, my son and my brother trust you emphatically, so I trust you. Bobulinski had passed the test. It was a crucial meeting because for the first time, an outsider would see the extent to which Joe was involved in Hunter and Jim's international business. Joe is the final decision maker. Nothing important was done without his agreement. The conversation wrapped up in about 45 minutes. So Tony Bobulinski, remember when he came out and stood there with a press conference prior to the election in November of 2020 and spilled his guts, was ridiculed by many in the left-wing media? Well, let me tell you something. Everything he said appears to be completely true. There were connections between Joe Biden and Hunter Biden and the Chinese enriching the Biden crime family. What else would you call it at this point? You get a couple million dollars from the wife of the mayor of Moscow and nobody says anything? Hunter Biden got that, of course. $1.5 billion deal. $1 million a year from the Ukrainians for a company you have no idea and even what they do and can't speak the language. The list goes on. Laptop from Hell is the book. Hope to have her on soon. I'll be right back after this. Don't go anywhere. It's the Steve Gruber Show. As we celebrate the Christmas season, we often pause to consider our many blessings. Hillsdale College wishes to thank you for standing with them as they celebrate over 177 years of blessings. Since 1844, Hillsdale has held fast to its mission to provide the kind of education essential to preserving free government. And for decades, the college has extended its educational mission on behalf of liberty through a variety of outreach programs. Perhaps you've taken one of Hillsdale's excellent free online courses or attended one of Hillsdale's free regional events. You know of Hillsdale's refusal to take even one penny of government money. This independence allows the college to focus on promoting its core purpose, learning character, faith, and freedom, without government interference. At no time in our nation's history has there been a greater need for this kind of classical liberal arts education than Hillsdale offers on its campus and nationwide. So during this season of blessings, Hillsdale thanks you for your partnership in extending its mission to the country. To learn more about Hillsdale College, visit hillsdale.edu.